Paper or Plastic? Managing Your To-Do List by Laura Stack, the Productivity Pro. So technology has given us so many options when it comes to keeping track of our to-do lists. Smartphones, web-based applications, desktop applications, PDAs. But figuring out the best system for you can be a real challenge and a frustrating one at that. Interestingly enough, even with all the technology out there, informal research still shows that when push comes to shove, most people still fall back on good old-fashioned paper for some aspects of their system. In fact, a lifehack.org survey shows that not only do most people use a paper to-do list, but that paper is more than twice as popular as any other method. Why is that? Because we're human. Life doesn't always happen when you're sitting in front of your computer. We sit in meetings. We leave the office. We go home. We travel. We go to the ball game. And no matter how attached we are to our Trios and Blackberries or handhelds or how sophisticated the technology becomes, most people simply don't like making lists or taking notes while squinting at a tiny screen or getting thumb cramps trying to punch in line after line of text. The bottom line is that handhelds are great for portability and for storing reference information, but they're just not configured for extensive note-taking. That's why so many handheld users end up being the most disorganized and messy of the bunch. Without a paper planner, the inevitable to-do lists and reminders end up scattered all over the place on sticky notes and little scraps of paper. Without a home for it all, these notes become disorganized, lost, and useless. So, what's the solution? I want to take a look today at some of the most popular approaches to organizing your to-do list and your life and see if we can come up with a solution that uniquely suits you. Let's start first by taking a look at paper planners like my own Productivity Pro Planner for Daytimer that I created about a year ago now. If you go to daytimer.com/productivitypro, you can take a look at it. Interestingly enough, people who use paper planners exclusively are often the most well-organized of all. Paper planners allow you to have your system available at all time, combine your personal and your professional lives, see an instant view of your schedule, and keep manageable to-do lists. In the over 100 training seminars and speeches I give every year, I have met countless numbers of people who tell me how they've abandoned their trusty paper systems in search of hip paperless PDA methods just to become so disorganized that they revert back to paper. Now, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing kind of thing. I use a handheld and my paper planner is designed to be used with a handheld. For all the advantages of a paper planner, there can be challenges. So with hundreds of contacts, for example, it's often impractical to keep track of everyone on paper. Other workers in your office can't check your calendar for availability if you don't have your appointments entered in an electronic system. Your assistant can't schedule appointments for you easily without worry of double booking because she doesn't have your calendar. And you can't access your email from the road on paper. So enter desktop software such as Outlook, Lotus, GroupWise, etc. Now, this is great. There are definitely advantages. You can manage your contacts, your calendar, and your to-do list in one place without having to work with a pocket-sized interface like a handheld. In fact, desktop software, it could be absolutely perfect, assuming that you never leave your desk, ever, to go to a meeting, to travel, to go home. It's just not practical. When you think of something you need to do at work, you could put it in your computer, but if you're not sitting at your computer, you make a note, and the scrapping begins. You probably go to a meeting and someone says, hey, let's meet again Thursday. What's on your schedule? If your very unprofessional response is, I don't know, my schedule's on my computer, back on my desk, you appear so out of control when you do this. No one trusts people with more important things when they don't seem to have themselves under control. Business and life have a tendency to operate on their own terms. It's important to have a system in place for gathering things like notes, appointments, contact information, etc., at least until you get back to your desk. You still need some sort of transport method. I always recommend that someone have a paper system of some kind to supplement whatever you're doing electronically. Now, why do I still like a planner for this? Because a spiral notebook gets very disorganized and gets information mixed up due to the rigid binding. You have notes and to-dos and phone numbers and random information that all gets mixed together, forcing you to go back and reread, rewrite, reorganize. In a notebook, you have to constantly review old pages to determine what isn't done. Scribble this out, circle this. So spiral notebooks become a blur of crossouts due to non-flexibility. That's why I designed the Productivity Pro Daytimer with rings so the pages can be moved around. You can also print your Outlook calendars and carry them around with you, or you could sync to a PDA. I personally cannot stand clicking and tapping on the screen all the time. It's just, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my handheld. I use a Mogul and with Sprint, but really only for email, texting, phone calls, and contact management. You need to have that. It's great for reference, but I prefer for active sort of information tracking to see a big picture view of my schedule and things to do on my trusty paper system. I just don't feel creative when I'm not putting pen to paper. If I'm sitting on an airplane, I don't want to be tapping on my handheld to look at my to-do list. A centralized system will beat scraps of paper every time. Now, we also have a lot of these new web-based applications, and there are myriad web-based types of programs, Gmail, Hotmail, all sorts of different list applications. And as it becomes easier and easier to find an internet connection when you need one, web-based applications can be a great organizational tool if you can find access. So whether you use the web simply to access your calendar or you're set up remotely to access your entire PC, it's nice to be able to get what you need from any computer that has an internet connection. Especially when you travel often, web-based software comes in handy where your traditional desktop software might not work. You don't need your computer, you just need a computer. However, web-based software has the same problem as desktop software. It isn't always going to be at your fingertips. That's why, just like with a desktop application, you still need a paper supplement. Now we have the handheld devices. By this, I basically mean anything that fits in your pocket. A PDA, Trio, BlackBerry, smartphone, whatever. When handhelds started catching on, many people were probably thinking that, oh, all of our organizational problems will be solved. After all, we could finally have the best of both worlds, technology and portability. Unfortunately, most people in my experience quickly found out that however sophisticated an electronic device could become, they still didn't quite cut it. The task list isn't always user-friendly. Even if you understand categories well enough and can sort your list, many times the devices max out at around 15 categories, and nobody wants to scribble with a stylus or furiously thumb-type their way through a meeting or a conversation, and you look like a dork. I also gave myself a painful condition called BlackBerry thumb from attempting it. I really did give this a shot, and even if you get all of the information entered properly, the tiny navigation screens and tinier font sizes just don't cut it. So, you know, handheld devices are great. When you need to enter a new contact's information on the fly, they're standing right there, or see if your schedule is open 2 Thursdays from now. But they can't do the simple job of pen and paper when it comes to writing notes and creating lists. So, what's the solution? A hybrid method, a combination, not an all or none type of thing. And It's getting harder and harder to find people that don't use some form of electronic organizing tool, but even the most tech savvy tend to fall back on paper for some tasks. If you're listening to a voicemail on your phone, what are you doing? Writing down the message. Bingo! You need a paper planner. When you're talking to the Hertz customer service agent on the phone and he asks for your gold number, what are you doing? Trying not to hang up on the person while you mumble, hang on, it's on my phone. Bingo, you need a paper planner. You're sitting in a meeting, talking with your biggest client, and what are you doing? Typing notes with your thumbs while attempting to listen? I doubt it. Again, you need a paper planner. One place that consolidates your lists, reference information, and notes. Now, I became so frustrated watching people struggle with finding an effective way to use their handheld organizers in the real world that I teamed up with Daytimer to create a paper system specifically designed for users of handheld organizers. The Productivity Pro Daytimer has monthly calendar tabs, but it has no time slots on the daily pages. Why? Well, you probably keep that sort of information in your computer with all the details and the meeting agenda and the links to go to the webinar or what have you. So you need a large, easy to manage writing space for notes and lists and to-dos. But it also has tools to keep up with things like long-range planning and ongoing lists, things that don't always have an intuitive home within electronic organizers. If you are curious exactly how it works, go to daytimer.com/productivitypro and you can check out the system. Don't worry, guys, men, there are no frills in this system. I designed you with you in mind for this system. So hopefully a combination paper planner and handheld method will create a time management system that exactly meets your needs. I can't wait to hear what you think and how you're going to come up with a solution that suits you. If you have any questions, email me, laura@theproductivitypro.com. Have a productive day. Copyright 2009, Laura Stack, all rights reserved.